96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker,
which is brought to you today by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 729, 74 degrees on our way to 91. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Gina Sheevy and also Barry Williams here this morning. You know, summer officially arrived yesterday, so that must mean that the front porch jam season is not that far away, and I think that indeed is the case. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It is a great way to kick off a summer with weather like this, 91 degrees. Let's go.
There we go. You bet. Barry, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful morning and going to be a beautiful week, and looking forward to next week and getting this front porch jam season kicked off.
Yeah, indeed. Looking forward to that. Well, Gina, first tell us, where are you going to be next Friday?
Well, we're going to be actually in Barry's neighborhood. He and two other neighbors, Don Wamser and Craig and Joni Black, are going to be hosting this event and kicking off. Last year they hosted the kickoff as well, and it was so well received. It's a great spot, almost, you know, perfect, honestly, yeah, for a jam, because there's so much space, but then also the sound is just wonderful, and the people that we gather are just the best. So, Barry, we can't be just more grateful for you.
Barry, what led you to kind of lend your front porch as a host site?
Well, you know, I've known Gina for quite a few years now, and back when she first started the idea, I kind of watched her get this off the ground, and I knew she had bought the PA and the Bose system similar to what I'd had and had expressed interest in doing it, and I thought, you know, if anybody can pull it off, it would be Gina. And if you look at what she's done, the amount of money she's collected for the various causes over these years, I couldn't be more proud of her.
Well, it's certainly been a great event and raised a lot of money, as you mentioned, Barry, for a lot of great causes. We'll get to where the money from the Front Porch Jam will go to a week from today. But, Gina, let's basically, for people who may not know, let's talk about Front Porch Jams and how this works and how this all came to be.
Hey, sure. So the mission for these events is to gather people around music in order to benefit a local cause. So a local family plays host, and they offer the use of their porch to local musicians for an evening of music. And then entry for the public and all ages is really just donation to the cause. And the local cause is chosen by the porch host. And so a representative of that cause, whatever it may be, is invited to speak on its behalf. And the work done in the past years, and I so appreciate your kind words, Barry, but Barry has also been instrumental in mentoring me and being a part of my advisory board through this. But this really started just with a tug on my heart to do something bigger than myself, and that came from the Lord. So I just feel like He's provided the entire time. He's brought together the communities, and ultimately, God is the one that we have to thank for all of it. So,
Barry, it sounds like you're totally on board with this, obviously, and it sounds like, to a certain degree, that kind of that pull is on your heart as well.
You know, it's been interesting. I've been playing around Emporia since I came here in college back in 1972, and have been part of the musical scene, and watching something like this take off, there's an awful lot of talent around the Emporia area. And Gina has just been so successful in uncovering a lot of these folks, and they come out and they play and they perform and really pour their heart into making this a night to remember. So,
what music are you going to be performing, I got to ask?
Well, we've got several different guys. I've got a few old timers that have been with me. If you guys take you back to the 1980s and 90s, there used to be a place called the Kona Coast here. And I used to be with some of the guys, and we were kind of the house band of that. And there's about 600 people out at the old Gibson store area at the time. Now the Radio Shack's out there. And just had great bands coming through there, concerts and things like that. And some of the old-timers playing of me that dated here since the 1970s and still out making music all these years later.
Well, going to be great to be able to witness and absorb that here as part of Front Porch Jams. And again, this will be on Crestview. Gina, is that correct?
Absolutely. This will be at 2910 Crestview Drive. That is Don Wamser's residence. He is also a veteran, and just kind of leading into that cause, the cause for that night is the USD 252 Honor Flight Program. We've been partners with them for a very long time, but it's really wonderful to have one of the hosts be a veteran. We've had several veterans who have hosted in the past, but that's just a really special connection, I feel, for the jams as well.
And there's been quite a few concerts, on the individual level here the last couple of years that have gone with the fundraising here for Honor Flight. Is that going to be the case again here for the upcoming schedule?
The upcoming schedule absolutely has the Honor Flight a part of it. I think it will always be a special spot in hosts' hearts in this area. I think there's so many people connected to just really paying gratitude to these men and women, and it's just a really big heart of our community in Lyon County. I feel everyone seems to be involved in one way or another. The Honor Flight will be definitely a recipient of this jam's proceeds and donations, but we do have several different causes coming up this year. And so that does include Lions Club, does include Olpe's band, Olpe High School band, definitely includes one of the fitness parks that are wanting to be put in locally. And so a lot of those pieces are all, again, local things that people have said, hey, I'm hosting and here's what I want it to go to. And so, people have asked, well, how can I get my organization to be a recipient of some of these? And I'm like, find a host that is ready and willing to connect with you or communicate, with me. Let me know what your cause is and I can get it out to the future hosts. So it's a great problem to have that we have a lot of requests. And, last year by this point in the season, we did our first jam, and we already had porch hosts scheduled for this season. So that's how fast it fills up. That's how early you've got to kind of put your name out there and let me know what you're wanting.
So, you are then booked for this season then, Gina, this summer?
Oh, fully. Oh, yeah. Okay. We were fully booked early on. And so, we're already booking for 2025. And I just can't even believe I'm saying that.
And Gina Shiva and Barry Williams joining us. The Front Porch Jams will kick off the 2024 summer season next Friday, 1 week from today, 7 p.m. And this will be at 2910 Crestview Drive. The Williams, the Blacks, and Don Wamser are going to be your hosts, and it's going to benefit USD 252's Honor Flight program. And I know you had some sponsorships available to sponsor musicians here this year. Gina, how does that work?
Most absolutely. So the sponsors, their entire mission is really taking care of the musicians. So, for example, this next Friday, we have Drew Lloyd, who is an Emporia cat. He's been around for a while, but he will be making his first appearance on the jams. Laura McDonald and Tim Schaefer of Brick Horse are coming as well. The Time Travelers are going to be playing with Barry, and then, of course, myself and Barry will each do a set. So to take care of those musicians, their travel, the time they spend in practice, the time they spend on stage, we pay them for the value that they bring. And that's really important to me, that every cent that we collect from the audience goes to the cause. So I want to also, just as important, make sure that my musicians are taken care of. And that's what the sponsors do. And so to sponsor, you literally reach out, message me on the Front Porch Jam Facebook page. You can join our email list. We have had Gary and Martha Jones have sponsored. Arlene Haynes has sponsored. Barry has sponsored for many years. I know Don and Craig and Joni Black plan to sponsor for theirs as well, but that money goes specifically to the musicians in thanks and gratitude for their time and talent. So I think that's a big part of having such great talent around Emporia. We want to make sure that we honor them with giving them something back as well.
Well, they're great events, and, you know, we call this a big old slice of Americana, too. It doesn't get any better than that. You've got great music, great artists, and a lot of fun with folks who gather around and listen to the great music, and all to support great causes here. Front Porch Jams begins their 2024 summer season 1 week from tonight at 2910 Crestview Drive. Barry, hey, thanks. Good to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure to be here. I do want to take just a second to say a special thanks to Gina. If you've ever seen an event like this and you come, there's so much work she's put into it, and she's now in the seventh season of pulling this off. And every year it's a lot of work, but it's just such joy to watch it all come together. And so publicly here, Gina, I want to give you a big shout out and thank you.
Well, we thank you, and much love right back to you, Barry. This would not have happened without your mentorship. So, and KVOE, my goodness, I don't know what to say other than just thank you. I know that's not enough, but you've been such a great partner. So I just really appreciate everyone in the community who's rallied around these things.
Well, it's a great cause. You do great work, and we can't wait for the summer season to begin. And we'll be talking with you throughout. We'll have you on again next week, and then we'll be gearing up towards Front Porch Jam number 2 for the season later on in July. Gina, thanks. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much. You guys are the best. All have right, a thanks. Great week.
Yeah, Gina Sheeby, who's the Front Porch Jams organizer. Barry Williams, who is a longtime performer and is going to be one of the hosts with the site coming up next week on Crestview Drive. In fact, 2910 Crestview Drive here in Emporia. That's our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, still most of next week's are open.